I'm out here, Wilmot, taking care of Pebbles.
Good, Dad,
Fred, do you know what day this is?
Certainly, it's Saturday.
Right, the day you mow the lawn.
Okay.
Come on, Pebbles, let's go in and have our lunch.
We will cake.
Of course we'll have grape juice.
Boy, do I hate Saturdays.
Listen to him, will you? I do all the work, and he hates Saturdays.
And I made a list of other things to do. Trim the hedge, finish painting the garage, fix the roof.
All right, I can read it.
For once, I want you to do more than read it. I want you to do it.
I will.
Fred, this is getting serious. The roof is in terrible shape, and the water heater's going to go any minute.
I know. I'll get around to it.
That's what he always says.
That's what you always say, Fred. Ever since we've lived in this house, I've been after you to fix things, and I can never get you to do it.
Look, Wilma, I am not a machine, you know. I work all week at the quarry. Do I have to work every weekend at home? You know something, Wilma? We ought to junk this place and move into an apartment.
An apartment?
Why not? In an apartment, a man is king. No lawns to mow, no roofs to repair. If anything needs fixing, you just press a button and some flunky comes and does it.
Don't kid yourself, Fred. You'd never be happy in an apartment.
Bedrock Towers, new ultra-modern apartments. Push-button living at its finest. There you are, Bonnie. Just like I was telling Wilma, push-button living. That's for me.
I don't know, Fred. It looks like they get an awful lot for these apartments.
Are you kidding?
That's what you're getting for these apartments, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, boy.
Would you care to see one of them?
Yeah.
I don't usually show apartments myself. I leave that to my resident stationary engineer. Third floor, please.
Three. Wake up, Otis. I said three, and make it snappy.
Come to think of it, perhaps you'd prefer the vacancy on the fifth floor. Fifth floor, please.
I make that the fifth floor. The fifth floor.
Wait, I just remembered 5B has been rented. I'll show you the apartment on the fourth floor. Make that the fourth floor, please.
Forget about the fifth floor. Now he wants the fourth.
Yeah, I wish he'd make up his mind.
Here we are, fourth floor and apartment 4B.
Wow, Fred, an automatic door.
Automatic nothing. This is hard work.
Notice the view, gentlemen. On a clear day, you can see clear across the swamp to the tar pits. I'm sorry if it's a bit stuffy in here. The place has been closed up.
I'll open the window. Yeah, I think it's stuck.
Tut, tut.
Gee, an automatic window, too.
At Bedrock Towers, everything is automatic. The oven.
Wow, an automatic oven lighter.
The icebox.
Would you close the door, Mac? It makes it kind of drafty in here.
Excuse me.
Boy, this is really living.
Hey, what's this for?
It's the automatic vacuum system. I'll show you how it works.
Hey, some suction.
Yeah,
Oops, I'll turn it off. I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Rubble. I'll have the vacuum adjusted as soon as I get a new resident stationary engineer.
Why did the old one leave?
Who knows? It's really a cushy job. Nothing to do but mingle with the tenants. You know, play host.
That's all?
For which he gets a free apartment.
Free apartment?
Plus a handsome salary and tips.
No kidding. Look, Mr. Rockroll, about this resident stationery, whatever he is, you got anybody in mind for the position?
Well, no, but I can't engage just anybody. I need a man with a fine background, personality, tact, the ability to handle people, make decisions, a man with a good education.
Mr. Rockroll?
Yes?
I went to school.
You're hired.
Yes, sir, Barney, I can just see the look on Wilma's face when I tell her I am the Bedrock Tower's new resident stationary engineer.
Gee, Fred, I don't know how she's going to feel about being married to a janitor.
A janitor?
What's his janitor, Jazz? I'm replacing a guy who had a good education, lots of personality and tact, was good at handling people and making decisions.
Oh, yes? Where is his character now? Running for the Senate?
No, it so happens he made enough money to build his own apartment house. Just on tips.
Oh, brother. Now I've heard everything.
No, you haven't, Wilma. You haven't heard me say, pack up all your junk. We are moving.
Moving?
That's right. A free apartment goes with this job.
But Fred!
Think of it, Wilma. I'll keep my job at the quarry, and I'll be getting two salaries. And on top of that, we can rent this house. I tell you, Wilma, the loot will just be rolling in.
Fred! Barney told me the news.
About me accepting the position of resident stationary engineer?
Yes, just think. That great big building and our friend, the janitor.
Not janitor.
Bingo, resident stationary engineer.
Fred's really made up his mind, Betty. We move to the Bedrock Towers tomorrow.
I don't know what to say, Wilma. I'm going to miss you so, and Bam Bam will miss Pebbles terribly, won't you, Bam Bam?
Bam Bam! Bam Bam Bam!
And Hopperoo, she's going to miss Dino.
Ow, ow.
Well, there's one thing to be thankful for. Bedrock Towers isn't too far away.
Yes, and you're lucky Fred found someone to rent your house.
There you are, Flintstone. The first and last month's rent.
Thank you, Mr. Rathrock.
One thing. How's the roof?
The roof? Sound as the rock of Gibraltar.
Another thing, I do a lot of washing. How's the plumbing?
One thing I can honestly say, Mrs. Rathrock, as long as I've lived here, I have never once had to fix the plumbing.
That's nice.
There it is, Wilma, our new home.
It certainly is an impressive building.
It sure is. I already feel like I belong here.
Hey, buddy, can't you read that sign? It says no parking.
Oh, that's all right, officer. I happen to be the new resident stationary engineer.
I don't care if you are the janitor. The sign says no parking, so get moving.
Oh, boy.
We'll look at our apartment first, Wilma. Then I'll unload the trailer. Resident stationary engineer suite, please.
Take her down.
Fred, just where is our apartment?
I meant to tell you, honey. It's in the sub-basement.
Sub-basement? Well, at least we won't have to worry about pebbles falling out of the window.
Coo! Coo, coo, coo.
Well, here we are.
Welcome to the black hole of Calcutta.
It's probably just a burned-out light.
Why don't you call the janitor and have him fix it?
Yeah, I'll do that the first thing in the morning. All right, Wilma, nobody likes a smart aleck.
Sorry, Fred, I'll try to behave.
Careful with the dishes, Wilma. We don't want to break anything. Hey, time to get to work at the quarry. I don't want to be late.
Before you go, Fred, what is this thing?
That? That's probably the intercom system. You know, for the tenants to call when they need something.
What if someone calls while you're gone?
Oh, don't worry about it, Wilma. Nobody's gonna call. Everything in the building is automatic.
No, sure.
Everything's automatic?
Sure. If you should get a call, it'll just be someone wanting advice. Like, you're the hostess here.
Oh, all right, dear.
Yep. And to me, you are the hostess with the mostest. Goodbye, honey. I'm off to job number two. And salary number two.
You know, Pebbles, I shouldn't admit it, but sometimes your father is a pretty smart operator. Oh, my gosh. Hello? Why, no, he's not here right now. What? Your garbage disposer has stopped up? Oh, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why don't you just press a button? Oh, you did. Well, why don't I come up? I'm sure I can fix it.
Oh, sure.
Pebbles, Mommy'll just be a minute. Hello? What? Your air conditioner isn't working? Oh, gosh, I don't know. Well, I have to go up there anyway, so I'll drop by. Dino, take good care of Pebbles. I'll be right back. Hello? Your hot water heater?
Yes, sir, Joe. It's like stealing. Nothing to do, a free apartment. Who says Christmas only comes once a year?
How much longer are you going to be? I'm entertaining my bridge club for lunch.
Oh, dear.
The only thing that worries me about the job is that apartment living is liable to spoil Wilma.
Hey, lady, when you finish with that, there's a couple of leaky faucets in the bathroom need fixing.
Wilma, I'm home. What you been doing with yourself all day?
You want to know what I've been doing all day? Well, I'll tell you. It's that thing. Somebody's been calling every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah? Tenants wanting advice, huh?
You don't know the half of it.
Oh, what was that?
That thing. There it goes again.
I'll handle this, Wilma. After all, those tenants are paying a lot of rent. They're entitled to a little consideration. Hello? Resident stationary engineer speaking. All stopped up? Well, why tell me about it? Okay, I'll be up in a little while and have a look at it.
Fred, that's been going on all day.
Yeah? Well, what's for dinner, honey? I'm starved. Yeah? Your water pipe busted? Well, look, buddy, I'm just sitting down to dinner. Can it wait? I mean, is it serious? Okay, I got the message. I'll be right up. Keep my dinner hot, Wilma. I'll be back in a minute.
Please hurry, Fred. Betty and Barney are coming over later.
Good. Barney and I can play a little pinochle.
I don't know what's keeping Fred. He's been up there for 2 hours.
Well, you know Fred, Wilma. Probably socializing with the tenants.
Oh, boy.
Fred, are you all right?
I guess so. Hiya, Betty. Hiya, Bond.
Sit down. I'll get your dinner right away.
Yeah, dinner.
Oh, no, not again.
I'll get it.
Fred, I don't care who it is or what they want. You've got to have your dinner.
You're right. Watch me get rid of them. Flintstone speaking, and whenever you want, Duncan. Oh, hiya, Mr. Rockroll. It's the owner. No, you're not disturbing me, Mr. Rockroll. I was just sitting here, eating. Huh? Oh, sure, I'll take care of it right away.
Fred, what about your dinner?
Hey, this'll only take a minute, honey. I just gotta take care of a burned-out light.
May I be of some assistance, Fred?
Yeah, come on. You can hold the ladder. What's with that guy? I don't see any light out.
Hey, Fred, look up there.
Oh, boy. One of those candles must be out. Watch it, Barney. Will you hold the ladder steady?
I'm doing the best I can, Fred.
Okay, now hold it. I'm coming down.
Just a minute, Fred. I'm losing the balance.
Help! Well, it's about time you got here. I've been pushing this button for 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Better hurry, Fred. You'll be late for your job at the quarry.
Yeah. Boy, am I bushed. I got to bed only an hour ago.
I'm beginning to think holding down two jobs isn't such a good idea.
Don't worry, Wilma. I'll get used to it.
Here's your coffee, Fred. Fred, wake up!
Yes, ma'am, right away. I'll have it fixed in a jiffy. Huh? What?
Any particular shade of green light you're waiting for, Sonny?
All right, lady. Say, I made pretty good time today.
Hey, Flintstone, how you doing on that other job? Dough's really rolling in, huh?
Yeah, I really got it made. Yeah, I got it made all right. I got it made so much I can't work today. I'm gonna ask the boss for the day off.
Rimrock, this is the third time this week you've fallen asleep on the job.
But, Mr. Slate...
No buts about it. You're fired. Now get going.
I'm going.
Oh, hiya, Flintstone. How do you like that guy? Know what he's been doing? Moonlighting. Holding down two jobs.
How about that?
What do you want, Flintstone?
Yeah, who, me? Yeah, nothing.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. You can keep an eye on things. My wife wants me to go look at an apartment.
An apartment?
Yeah, that new one. What do they call it? Bedrock Towers. Know anything about it?
No! I mean, why should I know anything about it?
I don't know why she wants to move to an apartment. I'm happy in my house. Oh, well, I'll look at it anyway.
Oh, boy, there's no one there to show him an apartment. I better get over there right away. I can't let Mr. Slate know I'm working two jobs. I need a disguise. Hey, that's what I need, a wig. He won't know me with one of them on.
Yes?
I need a wig.
Oh, I'll say. The one you're wearing looks kind of ratty.
Okay, wise guy. Just hurry up and give me a wig.
Here, try this one.
Great, I'll take it. Here's the dough. Oh, I'll need this, too.
Yay!
The joke's on him. That mustache was real. Ooh, ow.
Hello? Anybody here?
May I be of service?
Yes. I'm thinking of renting an apartment.
Sorry, sir. There's nothing available except the penthouse. And you wouldn't be interested in that. Extremely expensive, you know.
Well, I didn't want to go too high.
I don't blame you, sir. Goodbye.
But now that I'm here, I might as well look at it.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we walk up?
Walk? What's wrong with the elevator?
Elevator? Oh, I say you are spoofing. Why, the elevator hasn't worked in months.
But it's 10 stories.
How about that? Oh, ho, ho, ho. If you can't make it, we'll just forget about it.
What do you mean, can't make it? This is great exercise. I wouldn't care if you never fix the elevator.
Oh, boy.
So this is the penthouse.
If you can call it that. Not much for the dough they're asking, eh, sir?
Well, you're right. The rooms are rather small.
They're also flimsy. You could knock these walls down with a feather. Watch. See what I mean? They're made of paper. Ow! Why, you...
Do you know what you've just done? You've improved this apartment 100%. That's what it needed, a larger room.
And that's what I needed, a larger head.
Is this the master bedroom?
It's been called that. Isn't this a ridiculous paint job? Salmon pink and orange.
Great! They're my wife's favorite colors.
One more thing.
You don't have to sell me anymore. I'll take it.
Isn't that just my luck, Wilma, having Mr. Slate move in? If he ever finds out I'm moonlighting this job, he'll fire me for sure. Shut up!
Oh, dear, even on Saturday they won't leave you alone. I'll get it. Yes? All right, I'll tell him. Fred, that was Mr. Rockroll, the owner.
What does he want now?
He says it's Saturday. He wants you to mow the lawn.
Oh, boy. Okay, I just hope Mr. Slate doesn't see me.
With this superpower lawnmower, it shouldn't take you more than 2 hours to mow this lawn.
Right, Mr. Rockroll.
If you need me, I'll be over there having a picnic with my family.
Okay, Mr. Rockroll.
Ah, this apartment living is great. Imagine having a putting green in your own backyard. Flintstone!
Huh? Hiya, Mr. Slate.
Well, I never expected to see you in this, nice neighborhood.
I was just taking a walk.
Well, as long as you're here, you might as well come up and see my new apartment.
Well, I guess I can come up for a minute. Hey, tell me, how do you like the penthouse?
Oh, we like it. How do you know I live in the penthouse?
Well, where else would a man like you live?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Let's go.
What a lovely day for a picnic.
Help! Flintstone!
Oh, Lammy Pie, guess who I ran into downstairs? Fred Flintstone.
In this neighborhood? Oh, I'm glad you're back. There's something wrong with the kitchen sink. You'd better ring for the janitor.
No. I mean, why not let me take a look at it? Here's your trouble. It's just a bolt that's loose.
Let me call the janitor. After all, that's what he's for.
Oh, please, Mr. Slate. It's just a simple operation. All I have to do is twist this like this and...
No, look what you've done.
I better get the janitor.
No, don't do that. I'll go get him. I see. What have we here? A bit of trouble with the pipes?
No, we're bathing. I hope you brought a beach ball.
Oh, I shall have this fixed in a jiffy, sir. All I do is twist this and... Oop! That made it worse. I'll need help.
I'll call Flintstone.
I'll get him. You stay here and bail. Oh, Mr. Flintstone! Mr. Flintstone! Here I am, Mr. Slate.
Where's the janitor? Didn't he come back with you?
Oh, I don't need him to fix this.
What's going on here? You're ruining my building.
Don't tell me. Flintstone did it.
Flintstone? Why, he ought to be fired.
I agree with you.
I believe I've got it. It's fixed.
Why, it's you. Say, why don't you drop in at my quarry? I could use a smart guy like you. There's gonna be a job open.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Actually, it was Flintstone told me how to fix this. He's one of the smartest men I've ever met.
Really? Well, maybe I've taken Flintstone too much for granted. I'll have to be nicer to him.
I'm getting rid of that clunkhead janitor. How'd you like to be my new resident stationary engineer?
I'll show you how I'd like it. Fred! Hiya, pal. You'll be happy to know I've resigned my position as resident stationary engineer.
Great, Fred. That means you'll be moving back to your house.
That's right, Bon, except for a technicality. You see, I gave the guy a lease. I was hoping you could put us up temporarily.
Oh, sure, Fred. We'd be glad to.
Yes, sir. It'll sure be nice moving back into my own house.
I know what you mean, Fred. Incidentally, when will that be?
Well, let's see. They leased the place for a year. That means they gotta be out of here in 364 days. And meanwhile, I'll be glad to help out while I'm here.
Good. You can start today. It's Saturday.
Doing what?
What else? Mowing the lawn.
Oh, boy.